A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink, because you belong to Christ, amen I say to you, will surely not lose her reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for you if a great millstone were put around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Just this past Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost, when the doors were locked, and out of fear they were locked. Jesus came and stood in the midst of his disciples. And in that moment, Jesus does two things. First, he says, "Peace be with you," and he breathes on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In another passage from Acts, this same breath moment is remembered as a noise like a strong driving wind filling the house, as tongues of fire appear, break apart, and rest on each one of them. Fire resting on each one of them. That was our celebration of faith just this last Sunday. And here we are on Thursday with Jesus and these same disciples. However, it's long before the moment of Pentecost just described. Yet, Jesus describes what the Spirit's fire must do, can do, will do, what Spirit fire must be permitted to do in each disciple's life. Everyone will be salted with fire. Jesus knows the Spirit fire is preservative. Everyone will be salted with fire. Holy Spirit fire is a cauterizing wisdom, able to sear the ego, so as to let go of self-interest and self-concern, such as gripping the disciples in these last few passages over the last few days. This cauterizing wisdom of Holy Spirit fire sears the ego so that who is the greatest? Who is not one of us? All those concerns, they burn away. Graphically, Jesus identifies the severity of consequences implied when a disciple breathes in the fire of the Spirit as a purifier, as a preserver of the salt of faith in action. Graphically, Jesus names the committed disciple whose deep breathing will enlarge integrity of faith in action as cutting off what takes the disciple off center. It means drowning the parts of ego that come forth to scandalize anyone who is longing for and searching for God in the innocence and purity of becoming a believer. In this text, Jesus reminds us that spirit integrity is about plucking out what doesn't serve the congruency of a life of faith in the one self-effusive act of God, all of creation, human, not human, living, growing, beauty, laughing, yes, all of this, this is what the disciple is called to be in connected relationship with. And Jesus reminds us, whatever separates us from this connection, lop it off. Then, disciples, as Jesus proclaims, everyone will be salted with fire. The fire becomes the preserver of our relationship with one another, our intimate connection to the source of all life, to our dear, dear God. Salted with the fire of the Holy Spirit, peace is possible, palpable, present in us and among us, with all that is human, all that is created, all that is present in this gift of love called God among us. Keeping this salt, our connectedness to love as mercy, keeping this salt connected to love as inclusive Trinitarian presence in all things and all persons, keeping this salt as fire and fire as salt in ourselves is as treasured and important and valuable as salt is in this world of Jesus in the first century Palestine. Our relationship with God, with one another, is preserved in peace when indeed we allow ourselves to be among the everyone who are salted with fire. Then, with this salt fire in ourselves, our relationship with God, with one another, is preserved in peace. And we breathe in Christ's presence again, now, today, among us, as we receive together Jesus' salutation of peace, as he breathes Holy Spirit upon us, and as he reminds us that the disciple with spirit integrity will be salted with fire.